Ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited return of Felk is finally here. Can I get some fanfare? Female Encounters of the Live Kind is back. Please don't hold any of the sponsors accountable for what may come out of their mouth.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com.
Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm fantastic. Could you have a little more energy?
I'm better than her.
Cool. Well, we're here at Traeger's. Female Encounters of the Life Kind. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, well, I showed up.
Thank you for showing. Oh,
I did.
I was talking to our listeners, but thank you for thanks for stopping by, Carrie.
We'll see you later. All about me.
We have our very first guest today.
Lucky her.
I'm very excited about it. Welcome to Traeger's that opens at 4.
Thank you. I got my first drink at 4.
Did you get it from Nancy?
I did. I got four of them. Yep. No, just kidding. I didn't. That's not. You
four
can't.
Four for four, like a Wendy's?
I was trying to be cool.
She did not.
It's not.
Well, the doghouse
legal.
Opens. Is the doghouse open now? It's supposed to open at 5. It might. The window's open.
My
it's
husband's been there all day long.
It's a tease house. At the doghouse. I got it.
I think a lot of husbands hang out in the doghouse, yeah.
It's a club.
That's why I just don't have
like
one
members only jackets, only like doghouse only.
You just throw the scraps out after dinner.
There you go.
Oh, damn.
Just kidding, he cooks.
Filthy animals. Cool. Cool. Brittany, welcome.
Thanks.
It is a pleasure and an honor to have you as our first guest, honestly.
Wow.
Thank you.
The same for me. I realize it was your first.
I'm going to pretend that's not true.
She doesn't make me do anything.
Did you guys? Oh, you're wearing the same shirts. I almost said, did you mean to match, but you're wearing the same shirts.
I just noticed that.
What does
that.
It say? Enjoy the little things. Oh, cute. Your chests aren't that little, but that's, well, okay.
Carrie's is.
We're even wearing matching pants.
Oh, no.
We did it on purpose to prank you to see if you would notice.
Oh, they see? Are cute.
Carrie couldn't wait for it. She had to.
It was super fun.
Well,
I don't wear yellow because I feel like I just got, I don't know, I feel like a piece of popcorn.
I just heard that yellow is hunger.
Yeah.
Color. Yeah. Like we talked about in our last podcast, I think we both agreed it was green.
That's
apparently,
wrong.
I think it's green. Were incorrect.
No, cucumbers don't make you hungry.
So we're food colorblind. Why am I chubby?
Oh, no.
You are?
You're not chubby. She said if we're food colorblind, why am I chubby? You're not chubby.
Okay. Yeah, I found the extra larges, and I need to be like, I'm on the negative large. Do we have that section? They don't have that section.
But that's
it's
okay.
Opposite day.
Oh. Oh, I love opposite day.
I am trying a Traeger's punch. Would you like to try a drink of this?
It's not for Carrie punch, but...
not nice.
Okay, can I?
Yeah.
What is it? Am I gonna make noise?
Just do it or don't.
Just try a drink.
Okay, good. Okay.
Our guest, Brittany... What do you do? What are you here for? Who are you?
I'm here because Carrie made me come. I'd like to live a fulfilling life full of happiness and spreading joy. I work for Wines of the San Juan.
There it is.
It's happiness. It's spreading joy.
Well, it's wine. It has
wines
to be happy.
I have a whole list of wine things I would like to talk about with you.
So. Oh, great.
Because you probably don't do that enough.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about wine things.
Do it. Bring it on.
It's wine things. I love it. So I do the marketing. I plan some of our home events. Also organize a little bit of our abroad events and do social media. And I don't know. We all have lots and lots of hats that we each wear at Wines of the San Juan. It's
okay.
All family owned.
My very first question is, how many of you are there in your family?
Well, there's the owners, David and Marcia. And
parents?
Those are my in-laws. Because I'm an outlaw.
Oh, you're an outlaw.
So those are the in-laws.
Outlaw.
I'm the
okay,
outlaw.
Gotcha.
And then there is my husband, and he's the winemaker.
Okay. He's the one in the doghouse.
Yeah, he's the one in the doghouse. He gets the scraps. Doesn't matter. He comes home late anyways these times of year. It's too much information. Don't tell the general public when you're alone. And so the winery began. They bought the property in 1999. Opened in 2001. They have, David and Marcia have 5 kids.
Okay.
So they've all been involved at some point or another. But Joshua is the one that is still there, and everybody else has kind of moved on and is doing their own things now.
Good for them. Okay.
But why did they start? Like, what made them, like, decide? I don't know.
Oh, to start the winery?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of an interesting story. It's kind of a big story. David and Marcia have done lots of things. David was a smoke jumper. He's a cowboy. They did trout farming. They did hay farming up in Durango with the Zinks. Yeah, hey. And then they lived out in Utah for a while, literally in a cave, and hauled water and made beans for the cowboys. David used to break horses.
So these are legitimate. These are people of the earth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thoroughbreds. Is that right? I don't know.
I was
horses.
For a better story, like someone dropped a grape and stepped on it.
Thoroughbreds.
Like, oh,
No. It was just, and then they moved to Wisconsin. They were dairy farmers. And then... Oh. They moved back here, so we're from this area. David was born and raised in Durango. My husband and one of his sister, they graduated from high school in Durango.
Okay.
David and Marcia got married in Aztec.
So local.
Oh my gosh, you guys can write a book about us. So yeah,
there
so we're local.
Is a book about you.
There could
There's
be.
At least a Durango
probably
Herald
a book.
Article.
Probably.
At the very least.
Yeah.
There's not a Durango Herald article on you guys?
Well, there's been a few.
Okay.
But not like
that.
I'm
just saying. Okay. I shouldn't have been so specific. I didn't mean to confuse you. Sorry.
Yeah, it's easy. Oh. And so they are tired of making the product. So they would make the milk and then you sell it to somebody large, like Horizon or one of those big dairy people, and they make the money off of it. And he wanted to keep the product from start to finish. Ponderosa Winery down 550. He met the Streets there, and they gave him some pointers, and so he started looking for land. Yep, Henry and Mary Street. And that was my fault. And they decided on this plot of land that was just sagebrush and trash and rusty old barbed wire and said, let's put a vineyard in. And so we did, and look at us go now.
It's fantastic. It's been 99, you said, right?
So yeah, they opened in 2001.
Okay.
So
a couple years of... trial and error, I'm sure.
We're still in those years.
When I heard that there was a winery down by Navajo Lake somewhere, I'm like...
That would be that way.
It's okay.
Care.
She's from this area. Nobody knows directions here. by Burger King.
I was like...
Pop it out of socket.
No way. They can't grow grapes there. This is the desert. But sure enough, they did it. Mm-hmm. So what... Okay. Must know. What is your favorite wine?
My favorite wine is our Shiraz right now that's about to be sold out.
What'd you call me?
When the mic's off.
That's fancy. Okay. That is so fancy.
Yeah, that's my favorite. It's just really well rounded, lots of different layers, nice soft gold red.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a dry red.
My favorite is Girls Are Meaner, which I didn't know is a Gewurztraminer.
It is a Gewurztraminer. Good job.
Thank you.
So Marcia actually, Girls Are Meaner isn't a super uncommon way to teach people how to say Gewurztraminer.
Right.
But it is trademarked by Wines of the San Juan now.
I saw the R. I went,
is it really?
I did that.
Genius. Yeah.
You did
that? Yes.
I did that.
Yeah, go girl.
Yeah.
Yep, nobody had done it.
And
I did it.
They did it.
Yep.
Son of a... They did it.
We did it.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Look at us go.
But yeah, that's always been my favorite.
See, I hang out with impressive people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to surround yourself with
What is your favorite wine, Carrie?
The one that they don't make anymore?
Muscat?
Oh.
They cut me off.
That one was nice. It had a nice grapefruit flavor.
That was my favorite. And you guys...
It's not our fault. It's
for more of a Cabernet Sauvignon. Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that.
No.
Because
I used to always go and be like, I would like a muskrat. She's like, no, that's not what you want.
That's what David probably said. David used to call it muskrat because to get people to remember it. Yeah.
That was my favorite. And I really don't remember why, but... I don't know. And I like Girls Are Meaner.
Yeah.
But I like...
You mean Gewurztraminer?
No, we mean Girls Are Meaner, because here it's not Gewurztraminer, it's
like
Girls Are Meaner,
that.
And this is the only place you can
only
say it.
Only because I just learned it today.
Gewurztraminer.
Gewurztraminer.
Wow.
Gewurztraminer.
Phonics
works for me. Well,
sweet white wine.
Is the language of love.
Gewurztraminer. I'm not good at German. My stepmom's German. I'm not good at it, though. She's good at it.
Yeah, no, my best friend in high school was German, and anytime she, like, wanted to... ask her mom to do something, she'd always ask her in German, and I'd be just sitting there like, what'd she say?
Yeah. I know how to say six in German.
I heard nine.
National Lampoons. Anybody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't it?
Big Ben.
I'm going to mess this up.
You can't say it to your teacher.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf. Won't say it. Sechs, sieben, acht, neun.
Said it.
I am
And then what's ten?
Everybody heard
I'm impressed, actually. I am.
D's?
Yes.
I know French and Spanish. That's it.
Wow.
I dabble in Spanish. I understand.
Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm not fluent.
And drinks warm beer, so we're all cultured here now.
We are very cultured, yes.
Yeah.
In Thailand, it's really nice to have warm
Thailand.
Beer. That's wrong. That's you not right so... at all. We would get warm beer and we would put ice in it because it was really good.
Weren't you attacked by a dog in Thailand?
Yeah, by a pack of them. But they got my husband. He sacrificed himself.
That's really nice.
Shook him off his pant leg.
They went to Thailand on their honeymoon and got attacked by a pack of dogs.
Yeah. There's rabies there, a lot of it. A lot of wild, random
dogs.
Well,
that dog probably ended up being someone's dinner, right?
Probably in the house.
No.
No.
Dog house.
Don't they?
I mean, I think like in some remote places, but I don't think it's normal. But we... I don't know if I can talk about what happened to a kitten when some tourists went to the local market and were trying to save a kitten by buying it.
This little kitty went to the market? I've heard that story. I don't like it. I don't like it. And
they're like, you want this one? They handed it to her. Or they went, and then they handed it to her.
All I know is
they
no one got
this little neck.
I didn't say that. I said,
it's paper cut.
Is that the new sound?
That's the paper cut sound.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's fine.
But, you know, you do what you got to do in some countries, so that's fine. I didn't partake, but
well, I'm glad you didn't snap a kitten's neck in Thailand.
No. Didn't do that. Didn't do it here either. I've never done that. Don't think I ever would. Not a cat person.
Or in any land.
But I'm not going to kill him.
I'm not a cat person either.
No.
In any land. What?
Ew. Well, you have two dogs. You don't even have cats.
I would love to have a cat.
I used to have a cat when I was a kid, but I never had one as an adult, nor will I or will I.
They have kitty boxes and scoop litter, and they claw up your furniture, and they get hair everywhere.
And they're mean.
And they sit on your face when you're sleeping.
Cats are meaner.
Yeah.
That should be the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a kitty wine called Cats Arena.
Do it.
Yeah.
They do. We've looked
into
it. Come
up with some wine names. How open-minded are your in-laws?
You know, you might want to wait a few years.
Okay. We have to work our way up on the relationship.
I don't know, though. We have Sweet Cherry Pie, and everyone knows the Warrant song. I was just talking about that at tasting it.
Do you know how many times?
No, that's not it.
That's what I'm
going to
say.
Messed that song up in high school. Sweet Cherry Pie. I'm like, no, it's... Huh? Don't be cheesy with my name. Huh?
Don't you know I hate sugar?
Sweet Carrie's
right
Cherry Pie.
God, what's the other song?
Carrie Ann.
What's your game now? Can anyone play? Who sings that?
Everybody can play.
No, not everybody can play.
It's a free fall.
Europe. Didn't Europe have the Carrie song?
What? European?
Oh, wait, that goes to that. Remember I did the knock knock joke?
European.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you call me?
Yeah. Brittany. Knock knock.
Who dat?
Europe.
You're a poo.
Exactly. You're a poo-poo face.
That was horrible. You texted me that and it was terrible.
Well, it was terrible.
And my husband thought it was terrible. And then I don't even know if my kids enjoyed it. That's just the truth.
Did anyone?
Like even the kids are like, well, that just sucks.
Yeah. Poor Carrie. Aw, Carrie.
Hey, shout out to Amanda. She just said hi.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, Amanda. Hey. Hey, girl. Hey.
Gotta love you, Amanda. Sorry I didn't get back with you, but
hey. Oh, she's not getting back with you either.
This isn't interesting.
But we did a thing with Steve Stucker.
Oh, I know.
I don't
That's
think you
amazing.
Did a thing. I think you got a picture taken.
No, and then I made him stand on my shoulder. Well, not made him. He didn't really have a
you
choice.
You touched his butt.
I did not touch
you
his
You did. I saw it.
It
You're like touching
I'm,
his butt.
It looks like I'm giving him a poo jab. Yeah. No, but
oh,
I'm not.
Touched his
I'm not giving him a poo jab. So then this morning it was so good I had to go do it again. So I walked into TJ's diner and he was getting ready to leave. And I was like, no, you can't leave yet. I need one more picture of Steve on shoulder. And he said, what? And so I literally just sat on the floor of the restaurant this morning and said, you stand right there. And he said, okay. And she took the picture, and everyone in the restaurant was looking at us like it was awkward. Maybe they were there for, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
And I got up, I was like, thanks, sorry, folks, sorry, folks.
It's fine.
And then, so on Facebook, there's another picture of Steve on shoulder.
Hashtag Steve on shoulder.
What if you just started following him around all the time?
What if? She kind of does.
I think he'll be in Shiprock tomorrow if you'd like to venture.
Oh, Lord.
He will be, because he was in Galilee.
She's got the schedule. I want to go see him.
Well, no, Amanda, if you're listening. It's from that movie. What movie is it?
Flexion on
Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah, Can't Hardly Wait. Where that girl's super hot and then that guy gets mad at her and goes, Amanda.
Who's gonna love you now?
Amanda.
Somebody. More like, nobody. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Terrible
I've
movies.
Never seen
but
it.
We should have just gone out to Shiprock today. and followed him again.
I had things to
more
do.
More Steve on shoulder. I want someone else to
he
do
doesn't
it.
Go
I just
anywhere
want some more Steve
shirts.
On shoulder.
The yes. world is your oyster at this point.
Somebody told me once the world is not my oyster. I thought that was the most horrible thing to say to somebody. Of course it is. It's everybody's
Why?
Oyster. Do whatever you want.
Maybe
Why
they
would
were
they say
allergic.
That?
Maybe it was.
I think they were jealous.
Would they?
No, I don't know.
What would you do to them?
Brittany, the world is not your oyster. The hell it isn't.
Yeah, I'd be like, test me.
Tell me that.
Do you guys like oysters, though?
No.
I've never had one.
You've never had one? Oh, you would hate it.
You would
hate
it.
I think it's a texture thing.
Yeah, sometimes they put green things on it, and sometimes they put red things on it.
Chives and hot sauce.
I
love
Rockefeller.
Them. There's many an oyster bar shell. That I have not visited that I would like to. That's on my oyster bucket list.
Really? We went to a tapas restaurant in Santa Fe, and they had oysters. My husband made me eat a couple.
Oh. Is that why he's in the doghouse?
Would you do it again?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean,
that is why he's in the doghouse.
I can. That was a long time ago. I was in January. Jeez.
Damn.
I mean, yeah, I do it again. It's not something that I ever crave or really like. Or desire,
yeah.
But it's not. I won't die. I'll do it again.
Yeah, no, well, the world's your oyster.
Yeah, it's mine. I get to eat them all, everything. Yeah.
Cool. Joey. I actually have not really a game, but I'd like your opinion on some.
You should bring it.
I love giving my opinion.
she does.
She told me that about you.
No problem about it.
These are characteristics or personality traits based on what kind of wine people like. So if you say that you agree with it or not, if it's on point, let's see.
Well, and isn't wine primarily based towards women? Like, is your bigger chunk of your market women?
Yeah, women are the main demographic, but there's definitely men too, yeah.
Yeah. What percentage would you say? 60-40?
Yeah, probably something like that. Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay, so when
this
you
is gonna be hard.
Answer
I'm
these
like,
questions,
it's not
gonna
be
I'm
hard.
Thinking most
yeah,
women.
I don't like to. I don't like
they're
to.
Not questions.
The only person I like to make fun of is Carrie.
What?
You
want to
read them? You're assuming I can read?
No.
Okay. That's why she didn't bring her notes.
Okay, so if it's
Thanks
a Chardonnay.
For tuning in.
If it's a Chardonnay, okay. Someone orders a Chardonnay.
Uh-huh.
These are born leaders. They think that their stories are really crazy, but they're actually pretty tame. And they're lifelong residents of the comfort zone.
I could see the stories thing being tame.
Okay.
Chardonnay's just kind of a very easy...
I think that's where the comfort zone.
You just get on the menu and there's a Chardonnay. You're like, oh yeah, I'll take a Chardonnay.
Or they don't even look at it. And they're like, I'll just have a Chardonnay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I could see
so that.
That
one's
Chardonnay.
Yeah.
White or red? White. Okay. A rosé.
How long have you known me?
That's how much I don't know about wine.
Oh.
A rosé. Okay. These people like to be different. They're trendsetters, and they like to be the center of attention.
See, my father-in-law told me that the reason people shave the sides of their head is because they want to be the center of attention.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I kind of
need a haircut.
I'll drink.
So
see?
It,
yeah. See? Yep.
Everyone's shaved.
Everybody wants attention. The world
Everyone's
is not your
shaved.
Oyster.
You're not shaved. She's not shaved. He's not shaved. Well.
Ew.
It's fake. Ew.
So rosé. Rosés are coming back in right now. Same. It was like Zinfandel. White Zinfandel was the rosé, and that kind of gave it a bad name because it's sweet and it's just kind of tacky. And so everybody got rid of the rosés, and now they're coming back in.
I can see a white Zinfandel from here on the Triggers bar wall.
Really?
So.
Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate. Well, it has a footprint on it. That's even more unfortunate.
A couple of them.
Okay. No, because it's,
anyway, okay, here's
it's
my next
the one
question.
That has a footprint on it.
Cabernet
Wait, I'm not done.
That is it, though, for rosé. Oh, you're not done talking about rosé?
We're just bottling today our second Refosco rosé. So that's a really nice rosé. It's a dry rosé. It's made from Refosco grapes grown at the New Mexico Agricultural Center up here. And we give a part of the proceeds back to NMSU.
That's
making that
nice.
Wine.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's neat.
Is that the end of rosé?
Okay. I don't know. You tell me. Is that the end or not? Like, you're in charge, not me.
We're wrapping up the rosé.
I'm not.
Rosé's done.
Do you guys do a bunch of other stuff, like giving back? Yeah. Like, what other community crap?
We let Carrie come drink wine when nobody else will let her join them. No, we do lots of various things, but I'm not going to tell because everybody's going to come ask me for money.
I wouldn't either.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't say a lot of things. Okay, Cabernet Sauvignon. These are people...
Cabernet Sauvignon. Carrie's wine.
People with a strong character, unfazed by conflict, and very stoic.
No? You can see that. That's reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Cabernet is another, like... easy crowd pleaser kind of favorite wine, Cab Chardonnay. Yeah, okay. Very stoic.
Red Zinfandel.
I like Red Zin.
I'm going to overthink the shit out of this.
You can't say that.
The caca.
The FDA is here. Wait, is that right? The FDA? That's not right. That's wine. Never mind.
Okay.
Anyways, what were we on? Zinfandel.
Red Zinfandel. It's edgy. A maximal personality with minimal challenges. Easygoing, perfect mix of adventurous and cozy.
I don't know. I guess, again, it kind of makes sense, but I don't know. How do you generalize that? I mix up what I carry.
These are a lot like zodiac signs, probably. Many people fall into different things. But here's the last one, okay? Anything bubbly.
Uh-huh.
Love big events and big festivities.
Yeah.
They also tend to like fireworks and male strippers.
Yeah, I mean... Who doesn't like strippers?
Nailed it.
Okay. That one's pretty good. Yeah. Everybody likes
like
a show.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's like
watch the ladies
stripping.
Like to... Oh, okay, go. We're live streaming, right? Like, come on on, Dave.
Two males in here. You guys need to step
second
up.
Guest of the show is Dave Stripping.
I have a question, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm done. That was it. Thank you.
No, we're actually like... over with Bubbles. That was it. That was the end of Bubbles.
Yeah.
No, listen.
Some people pronounce it bubbly. For you to answer those questions... How well do you know your people buying it? Like, for you to be like, yeah, that's true or not true, true or false.
I mean, I've been in the winery. I've been involved with the winery since 2008.
Did you just ask her how good she is at her job?
And then, you should return the table.
Wow! I'm just saying you'd have to really know all your clients to
I waited tables for 15 years, so... I don't know, demographics.
Here's my question. Okay. Do you even know? Like, how do you know?
Are you just full of it? That, you know, honestly, a lot of the wine world is just kind of blowing smoke. I'll say it. I said it there. Smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors. It's wine.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the same. Okay, so my cousin is a whiskey connoisseur.
Mm.
It's all the same to me.
Yeah. Tastes the same.
He's like, this is Peyton Manning's 1999, blah, 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 blah.
I thought he played football.
He did, and made a whiskey. Apparently.
Is he done?
With whiskey?
With football?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I think you ever get done with whiskey unless you're like done.
I'm sitting here like, who's Peyton Manning? But...
Yeah, Cowboys? Oh, God, no.
Basketball?
No, it's football.
Oh,
it's not Cowboys.
Breathe.
Peyton Manning.
He retired
what colors?
The
Broncos? I'm a Colorado girl. See, when I stopped watching football, I think Elway retired.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
She always has to throw that in there. She's an Eagle fan.
Yeah, and Carrie likes birds.
Carrie loves birds. The only bird Carrie loves is a Philadelphia Eagle fan. No, whenever I go out to Wines and San Juan, it's a torture because there are birds just
not so many anymore, though. We have some wild Canadian geese. All of our domestics got eaten.
Have you hired someone to get rid of your bird situation?
Yeah. I don't know. I got winked at. That was the first. That was under duress. What's coming next?
I don't know. I feel like Carrie could probably get out some aggression by...
No, Carrie's scared to death. Carrie won't walk out the door if there's a peacock across the parking lot.
Oh, I don't like peacocks either.
Yeah.
No, all the birds. There's. Oh, well, I'm not.
We only have three peacocks now. We got rid of a bunch because they were.
But what
we're
was
sick
the
of
big
shit.
Furry thing
three
in the gate?
Is company.
What's yeah.
The, what was the big furry thing in the gated area by the pond?
That was me.
Did it have two legs? Were they really long? Did it have a long neck?
And it was white.
Did it have red eyes?
Where the wild
white?
Things are.
Or
a cat? We had a cat. She had kittens. She was gray. She had gray kittens.
Gray or great?
Toothpaste. Well, they were great, and
yeah,
they
I
still are, I think,
wine,
but we don't know where they are.
I might mistake a but kitten for a big bird.
Great. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past you. We had an emu, though, Jojo.
Emu?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. There was something very big and...
Well, like, he was like this big.
He had a twisty head, like...
Yeah, he would look at you in red, beady eyes.
Yeah.
But I didn't think you would get close enough to see that.
No, well, I didn't know he was there, and I was going towards the pond.
Oh,
I don't remember
so
what
you
for,
did, but
and
not
I turned
choice.
Around, and he was right there.
They're
and
creepy.
I may have peed on the property, and then I just took off.
Hey, I wanted to ask you. You went to the horse races last weekend, correct?
I did.
How was that?
It was super fun.
Did you win any money? Because you told me I could retire.
I did not. I did poorly.
How much of our money did you lose?
$30, $40.
That's not bad. I'm just, I.
It was
I don't have to get a second job, but I can't retire, so.
It was fun, though.
Like, we pooled our money. I didn't give you any money.
Why didn't you go? Why didn't you guys... I was painting a deck,
remember? I was manual laboring.
I was too. I was painting a deck.
See? Were you really?
She's being perverted.
I wasn't doing that. I was actually painting a deck.
You were staining the deck?
You were hanging out in the doghouse?
Yeah.
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 I think that's where all the fun happens.
She was getting her
building a deck on the doghouse.
Cool. Have you ever eaten at the doghouse?
No.
I had their Frito pie once. Huh. And by once, I mean last week. And it was delicious.
They have birds over there, Carrie. It says so on the menu.
Do you remember back in the day when you would eat Frito pie at, like, baseball games or...
Anywhere.
I've never had Frito pie.
At a baseball game, they're different.
Yeah.
They are better. But yeah. It reminded me of that. It was really good.
I've never had Frito pie.
What?
And of course you haven't.
You're a native. Frito pie, I never knew that you could get Frito pie, like, outside of a school lunchroom or something until I moved to New Mexico, and it's, like, everywhere. And you've never had one?
Like a chili based thing?
Oh, you've never had one because you don't like red stuff.
Yeah, I think it's got red.
Yeah.
Huh. I just want to... This
Frito pie is good.
This is going to sound really aggressive and probably a little bit
illegal. Okay, let me drink for it.
But I want to blindfold you and make you taste things.
Yeah. She just tasted your drink and that was red.
It was red.
I'm down.
Okay. To blindfold you and make you taste things?
Yeah, but I need a spitter.
Next episode.
I will need a spitter.
That would be awesome.
Oh, like a thing to spit in?
That's a great show.
I thought you meant like a friend. I'm the spitter. She hates it. No.
The person who does my responses for me.
Yeah. I'm blindfolded. I can't. I need all my senses to respond to this. I can't walk and chew gum. I'm Carrie.
I can't, though. Remember we had that talk? I can't walk and drink.
She really said that.
Like, if you were had to walk across the room right now and take a drink of your drink, could you do it without stopping?
Yeah.
I can't. Now you're just bragging.
But I'll walk and I have to stop, world's take my a drink, oyster. And then carry on. I can't walk and drink at the same time.
Could you say carry on?
Carry on, wayward son.
Oh, no.
Kiki, do you love me?
Oh, I thought you said kinky. No? Oh, that's fine. Hey, thanks for being our guest today.
Sure thing.
Did you have a good time? Thank you for being our very first guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything that you'd like to say to the world? Because everyone in the world listens.
I love it. The world is your oyster. Except for it winds the San Juan. You have to do what we say. But come out to our Mother's Day Spring Fling on May 14th, Sunday. So in 2 days.
On Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Okay. Neat. What happens at the Spring Fling? Are we flinging moms?
What happens at the spring fling stays at the
That's
spring fling.
That's just you.
Yeah, there are going to be jumpy castles, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Bring Jessica.
She tried to kill me once.
No.
I saw a video.
Jessica tried to kill you. There's a video.
I saw a video. It was worth it.
I believe she... No, you... Did you pull Jessica down, or did...
She... Her bitch ass knocked me down.
It's
you
hilarious.
You were shaking it. There's a very
we'll
funny...
We'll be there.
There's a very funny video.
So you guys talked about putting videos on in the last episode. Maybe I could send you that video and you could put it on your page.
See, that's where I want feedback.
Oh, that's
anyone
hilarious.
Who downloads and listens, give us feedback. Who wants to see the face in the bathroom? Who wants to see the...
Is that your parting words?
Is that a hint to shut up again?
No, I just really want to know what your parting words
so
are.
Good.
This is it. It's done. We're talking about it.
Well, my parting words are Happy Mother's Day. And I love you.
I love you too.
Did I get it in there?
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at IntoWestConcepts.com. That's IntoWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.